USA Radio News.
According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Africa Command coordinated with the Somali government to carry out an airstrike this past weekend. Two of the terrorists who were killed had reportedly been attacking Somali National Army forces. No civilian casualties were reported. President Biden redeployed several hundred special operations troops to Somalia in May, after former President Donald Trump withdrew them in December 2020. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake hit at 11:42 a.m., about 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. About 5 minutes later, a magnitude 3.1 aftershock was felt. We hear from Richard Allen, director of Berkeley Seismological Laboratory.
It's great to see this new technology that really has only been implemented in the last few years, delivering on its promise and giving people just a few seconds of warning so they can drop cover and hold on.
The damage is minimal following the largest quake to hit the area since 2014. Across the pond, a shakeup of a different kind is happening in London.
Rishi Sunak was born in Southampton, United Kingdom, to parents of Indian descent who migrated to Britain from East Africa in the 1960s. The former finance minister is said to be worth nearly $1 billion. On Tuesday, the 42-year-old Mr. Sunak became the youngest prime minister of the United Kingdom in 200 years.
We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And don't forget to check your cabinets. Clorox is recalling 37 million Pine-Sol products after concerns of contamination. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
This week, a now 16-year-old boy pleaded guilty to 24 charges for opening fire at his Detroit-area high school in 2021. Another tragedy from late last year now also faces justice.
The prosecution and defendant, Daryl Brooks, present their closing arguments to jurors. Brooks is accused of running over spectators at Waukesha's Christmas parade last year, killing six people and injuring more than 60 others. Waukesha County District Attorney Susan Opper is explaining,
I didn't charge 5,000 counts. We selected 61 counts of people that we can identify by name in Exhibit 15 that were injured by the conduct of Mr. Brooks.
Brooks is facing 76 counts related to the incident. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Elsewhere in Michigan, the governor, vying to keep her job, is debating that kids weren't out of school long enough for it to matter. That's not the case for much of the state, however. In Flint, for example, some students were forced to spend upward of 2 years away from the classroom. Kanye West is no longer a billionaire. After his wife and several brands dropped him, this time following anti-Semitic remarks that garnered widespread criticism. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.